If what you have been doing isn't getting you to where you want to go, then that's your sign that you need to make a move. Because what you've been doing so far has gotten you here, which is great, but it's not going to get you there.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are talking about really making sure that we're making the most out of the rest of the year. Now, I started this a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about how to really focus and restructure on the next 90 days. And I want to kind of pick up where I left off with that to be thinking ahead and really planning for what is going to make 2024 a win for you. So I'm going to walk you through how I have done this in my own business, how I kind of approach this time of every year to really set me up for success in 2024, what I look at based on my goals, based on how I really want to show up, how I'm going to be stretching myself, and how I'm really going to make this next year the best that it can be. And I think that it's very common, at least for me, and I think for a lot of people, to get to this year and to really start to get excited, of course, about the holidays and all that comes with that, and to get excited about this idea of a new year and this idea of a fresh start and this idea of finally going in on that thing that you say that you want. But I think that it can also come with some anxiety, and it can also come with some fear, because with this, we start to think about all the things that we didn't accomplish this year or that we said we were going to do, but then didn't. And so I think that it's about staying away from that, because that's not going to put us in a place of productivity, and really stepping more into that affirmative. So I'm going to be walking you through a process that I use today that helps me stay in that affirmation and also helps me actually get what I want when it comes to success and sustainability. So with that, let's get started. So the first thing that I look at when it comes to my business and what I'm really stepping into for the year ahead is I love to kind of make a list of what has worked and maybe what hasn't over this last year. And is there anything that I am spending a lot of time or giving a lot of attention to that just isn't moving the needle? And what I start to do is, and I kind of mentioned this on the last episode that I did about really setting your goals. I take a sheet of paper, I put a line down the middle, and one side is all the things that I feel like is really working well. The other side is the things that have just felt really clunky, heavy, maybe a bit of more of a challenge. And I start to go through that list and I start to think about why. Why is this thing that I set out to do, that I said was going to be a goal, this thing that I said that I wanted to put energy and effort into, why is it not working? Because I think that there is a difference between something not working because we're really not showing up for it and we're really not giving it our all versus something that isn't working because it's not meant for us. And the discernment and the distinction between those two end results are huge. Because what you don't want to do is go down that list of all the things that aren't working. And if I say like, okay, take something that just doesn't seem to be in alignment and let's get rid of it so we can make space for something that is. What you don't want to do is let go of things that actually may be in alignment for you. You just haven't really shown up for it. You haven't laid the foundation that is necessary to actually have this thing grow and expand the way in which you envision it to be. So that is really the key there. So you want to make a list of all the things that are going well, and then you want to make a list of all the things that are challenging. And then you want to ask yourself, why? Why is this going well? Why is this going well? Why is this going well? And then you want to do the same thing on the other side with the challenge pieces. And then as you start to make this list and you start to see things that are really aligning, I want you to take what I call your top three things that have gone really, really well this year that maybe you want to double down on or go even more all in on. And I want you to take the top three things that maybe haven't gone very well, but there's just something about them that it's like you want to kind of explore a little bit more, and you want to make the definitive decision on, am I going to let this thing go to make more space and room in 2024 for the other things? Or, you know, is there a way that I need to show up? Is there something that I need to learn? Is there a support system that I need to really support me in this? And I think that what the key is here for any of my gardeners out there, if you've ever gardened, you've probably heard of this word that I'm about to use called deadheading. And what that means, you can do this with rose bushes. I've done it with vegetable gardens, but deadheading means essentially when you are pruning back the stems and the bulbs that just don't have a lot of life to them. That way, all the water and all the nutrients and everything else that you're doing is really going to the stems and the bulbs that do have a lot more life to them. So it's kind of in a way like this survival of the fittest, right? And so we want to kind of prune back the things that really don't have a ton of life in them, so we can make space and make room to really hit home on the things that do.
My friends, if you are a content creator who is ready to become a full-time paid creator by working with brands consistently, you're going to love what I have for you. It is my brand new free brand deal playbook, the must-have guide to landing paid brand collabs, and you can grab it today for free and get lifetime access by heading over to juliesolomon.net/playbook. Now, this playbook takes my last 10 years of experience with getting paid brand collabs and covers everything that you need. The strategies to grab the attention of brands, ready-to-use pitch templates that can be tailored to your specific needs, the must-ask questions that you need to ensure that opportunities align with your values, and we also cover things like audience interests, long-term goals, and so much more. By leveraging these opportunities inside the playbook, you will confidently navigate the world of brand partnerships. And who wouldn't love that? So again, you can gain access to this by heading over to juliesolomon.net/playbook. It is completely free and you get to unlock lifetime access with this. Again, that's juliesolomon.net/playbook for access.
So that's what I like to do first. And then I start walking through, what do I actually need to see this really take off? And what I love about the beginning of the year for this, especially when it comes to me, is I start looking for resources and support and really coaching. If I'm wanting to go all in on something, let's say YouTube strategy, right? I am going to start looking for a team or a coach or a strategy or something that's really going to support me in doing that. Let's say that I want to take, you know, a program that I have and I want to lift it up to the next level. I know that in order to do that, I'm going to need the foundation in place first in order to make that happen. So what are the people, what are the coaches, what are the support systems that I'm going to need to really drive this home? And I actually just recently talked to two incredible women that I've known for a very long time who have actually helped me grow my business in various stages that I've had it. But my business is now at a place that we've got some really big ideas and big goals for expansion in 2024 that I'm going to need additional support in, because I know at the end of the day that I cannot do this all alone. And I really need support when it comes to kind of more of that CEO side to help me get to that next level. So I called them up and they're actually working on something really interesting to support me right now to make sure that I have the foundation that's necessary to hit some of these bigger, larger, more sustainable goals that I have in 2024. And that's what I want to talk to you about today and what that may look like for you. And I think that first it's about getting clear on where you are and what stage you're at maybe in your business. And when you make that list of what's working well and what's not working well, that is also going to reveal to you kind of the stage that you're in. And I want to walk you through how I break out stages. This is how I've seen myself through my own business journey, and then really how I support my students. So I believe that there are really three stages to business and brand growth and sustainability. Stage one, I call the undifferentiated stage. And that is the stage that someone is in who is just getting started and they don't have an established brand yet. And this is the stage that everyone starts at. And so some of the things that may be going on when you're in this stage, you're probably in the big ideation stage. You're thinking about, you know, how should I show up online and what kind of content do I create and how do I become consistent and how do I know what my niche is and, you know, what do I specialize and what do people want from me and who is my ideal audience? Those are all the kinds of questions and things that somebody in this stage one is probably most likely going through. And their goal should be to figure out the answers to all of those types of questions so they can get into stage two. And when you're in stage one, I think the best type of support for you when you're in that undifferentiated stage and you're trying to step more into a differentiated stage and really get to stage two, which I'll talk about in a minute, the things that you need to really be focusing on are a lot of free resources like this very podcast. You should also be buying courses and things like that that give you a roadmap, that give you step-by-step curriculum on how to do the thing that you want to do the right way so you don't waste a lot of time, money, energy, and resources doing all the wrong things. And then you could start buying into processes or systems or even frameworks that other people have already laid out that, again, have successfully done what it is that you're trying to do. And that's really where I think if you spend the majority of your time investing in those things, investing in high quality free resources, but also start investing in some paid resources. It doesn't have to be thousands of dollars, but it could be, you know, taking that first step and really stretching yourself to actually learn how to do what it is that you want to do the right way to fast track your success. So that's stage one. So when you're looking, if you are in that stage right now, when you're looking at your goal sheet that I mentioned, I want you to be thinking of it in that way. What are the resources? What's the curriculum? What's the method? What's the framework? What's the thing that I need to learn to do in order to actually see success? And I'll give you an example. So my program, Pitch It Perfect, which teaches content creators, influencers, online entrepreneurs, how to monetize their content and grow their following by working with brands through paid brand partnerships, is a fabulous place for someone that may be in this stage, because they're someone who wants to get clear on their brand, get clear on what it is that they offer. They're someone that wants to really strengthen their content creation process. They want to get more consistent with their content. They want to grow their following, and they want to get paid to work with brands and to actually monetize all of the content that they're spending all of their time creating. So somebody that may be in the stage one category would be perfect for the Pitch It Perfect program, because it's giving you that step by step by step process to do exactly just that. Now, you don't have to be in stage one. I have a lot of students, thousands of students that have been in stage two or three that have taken Pitch It Perfect just because they want to learn that specific skill set of getting brand collaborations, right? But there's so much more to it than just that. And so if you're in stage one and this is ringing to you, I would highly recommend that you go to pitchitperfect.net/masterclass and take my free class to really learn the process of what something like that is going to support you in. Because if it's in alignment, it could be the thing that is going to get you going for 2024 and beyond. So that's stage one. Then we get to stage two. And I call this stage the accelerator stage. And this stage is someone who has already achieved brand growth. They've achieved brand status. They have attention online. They know who they're talking to. They've probably grown a nice following. They have engagement. They have offers that they're selling. They have seen some status. They've spent time really kind of taking everything else that we've done in stage one, and they've cleared out all of that clutter. However, they are stuck at this stage. Even though they have achieved some growth, even though they've achieved some following status and attention and some awareness, they can't seem to really get to that next stage of being known as a legitimate go-to in their industry. They may be a content creator, a podcast host, a influencer, a coach, but they're not the yet. And so this is a stage that I feel like lots and lots of people get stuck at. This is a stage where I see people get stuck, honestly, for years. And even though they may consider themselves intermediate or advanced at what it is that they do, they can't seem to get out of this stage and actually produce consistent income and really consistent longevity and leverage when it comes to brand sustainability. So at this stage, the things that you want to be thinking about and the things that need to really support you is you need to be asking yourself, what do I need or who do I need to take me to that next level? What are those next level goals for me? When I think about my brand sustainability, when I think about the offers that I'm creating, when I think about the companies that I work with, when I think about whether it's a podcast that I'm doing, or if I want to speak on stages one day, or if I want to write a book, or if I want to, you know, take a YouTube channel and make it more viable, like who and what do I need to make that happen? Because those are all the pieces to the puzzle that start to be produced in the accelerator stage. But if you don't have the right support systems in place at that stage to get to stage three, you're going to stay stuck there potentially forever. And I don't want that for anybody. And so I actually have a lot of you that are in this accelerator stage. And this is where you come to me and you're like, Julie, I've been doing this for a while, but I can't quite seem to like get over the hump. And so if this is you, you need to be thinking about, you know, what does that look like for you? And here are some of the things that I think someone in this accelerator stage two should be focusing on. At this point, you definitely need some kind of mentor or coach in place to support you in where it is that you're going. Now, this could be through a more higher level signature online course or program. This could be a group coaching program. This could be maybe some, you know, VIP day that you sign up for. This could be for maybe some more intimate higher level conferences or invite-only things that you start to attend based on the network that you've built. This is really what you're looking at. At this stage, you're not wasting your time buying like, you know, $500 courses. You're accelerating yourself to that next level to really get next level type of support and attention on your brand. In my world, people that are in this stage most likely sign up for my Brand Accelerator program. And now this is a program that I launched just this year. I have been behind the scenes kind of teaching the Brand Accelerator in various forms over the last couple of years, but just launched it to the public. This summer, we did a beta launch and then we launched it publicly in the fall. And the Brand Accelerator program is for those people that are in stage two. It's for someone that they've kind of laid the groundwork, but they can't seem to get to the other side. Now, I will say for this first iteration of the Brand Accelerator, 70% of the students that signed up consider themselves intermediate or advanced, while 30% consider themselves beginner, but they were ready to stretch themselves and they were ready to get to that next level. So I will say that there could be some of you who just, you've got that grit in you, you've got that hustle, you've got that determination. And if you're really ready to like go and make it happen, you could be in stage one and sign up for something like the Brand Accelerator, because it is going to fast track your foundation of learning, understanding, and strategy, and also fast track your level of success faster than anything else would. But the 70% of the people that did sign up do consider themselves kind of already at this stage too, and they've been there for a while and they're so sick and tired of being stuck and they need a new solution. And so that is really for those that are at that stage too, what you need to be thinking about. What is that next level solution for you? How do you get out of being the smartest person in the room and into some fresh new ideas, into some fresh ways of thinking, into a new support system and a strategy? I think the other thing that also trips people up in this stage a lot of times is that because we have been doing our thing for a few years and we have learned a thing or two, I think a lot of times we feel like I already know this, or this is not going to apply to me, or do I really have to do this work because I've been doing X, Y, and Z for a while? And the way that I like to reframe that for people that are in stage two is, if what you have been doing isn't getting you to where you want to go, then that's your sign that you need to make a move. Because what you've been doing so far has gotten you here, which is great, but it's not going to get you there. And when I say there, I mean stage three. And that's what I'm about to talk about next. So someone that is in stage three, I call it the mastery stage. So stage one is undifferentiated, stage two is the accelerator stage, and then stage three is the mastery stage. And this is for someone who is striving to go from just being known as a brand to the go-to in their industry, right? So they are someone who, they've achieved the growth and status, they have some acceleration, they've laid the groundwork, but now they're ready to step in to becoming the leader at what it is that they do. And they have the foundation in place to actually support that. So most of the time, people that are trying to get to stage three or to expand within stage three, they have already made six figures in their business and they're trying to get to multi-six or seven figures. They definitely have a platform that has been solidified, whether that's on social media or a podcast or a blog or something that makes them a credible and reliable source for people to come to. They are known as a reliable and credible source within their industry. But the challenges that they're having is that they kind of get lost a little bit in the shuffle. Even though they may have a lot of followers, even though they've hit six figures, even though they've seen that success, they really want to have more. When this person, let's say this person is in the, you know, baking arena, right? And they have a social media channel where they share recipes, they bake, and let's say they want to put a cookbook out. In order for them to make that happen, they have to be known as the go-to in their industry to make that happen. And I'll give you an example of this. It's actually a friend of mine who owns the website Broma Bakery. She started off as a blogger and then she got into some education. That was kind of when she was undifferentiated. And then she got more into educational support and helping people with recipes and baking and helping people even on other people that were in her arena on like the photography side of how you shoot, you know, the food that you're making and all of that. And that's when she was kind of in that stage two of accelerator. But it wasn't until she really went all in on Instagram Reels and started to go viral and really set herself apart that she got to stage three, which is the mastery stage. And now she's got a cookbook coming out. She has more like SEO traffic. Her name's Sarah. She has more SEO traffic specific to a lot of her recipes than like anyone else does. Now, again, she's the founder of some educational programs like the Foodtography School. That's the one that I was saying where she'll help people learn like how to actually, it's like a school for food-based business owners. And so she helps them really like hone their craft and learn how to do it. And she kind of built that out when she was in stage two. But then what is getting her to stage three, to where she can write the books and really kind of be known as the go-to in her industry, was taking that status of just being a blogger and really becoming Broma Bakery. And so like when I think of chocolate chip cookies, I think of Broma Bakery. And that's really like when you're thinking about that stage three and that mastery stage, what is it that you want to be known for? And what needs to happen for that singularity piece, right? That when people think about what it is that you specialize in, they think about you. And that's what happens in the mastery stage. So again, if you're ready to step into stage three, or if you're already in stage three and you're ready to expand that out, some of the key indicators are that you've already made six figures in your business and you're looking to go to multi six to seven. You've already really laid the groundwork with, you know, what kind of methodology or framework it is that you stand for when it comes to your brand. You've already achieved growth. You've already achieved some status, but you're ready to step into that next level. And for people that are at this stage, I cannot recommend enough a mastermind. A mastermind is always the best next stage for someone who wants to go from just accelerator to that mastery stage, that wants to get off the hamster wheel of stage two and go into stage three. And even in my own journey, this is what happened with me. When I first joined a mastermind, I was already making six figures. You know, I was kind of being seen as successful in my corner of the internet. You know, I had already hit a sweet spot when it came to some reach into some followers. But I was ready for more. I was ready to expand my reach. I was ready for more of my ideal buyers to find me. I was ready to be put in a place where I am attractive to companies. So they want to do things like, you know, give me a book deal and ask me to speak on their stages. And I wanted to scale my podcast. So that became more of a go-to resource for people. And really wanting to step into that next phase of my brand journey. And I was ready to make it happen now. And so those are the kind of things that if you're ready for stage three, that you're probably feeling like you've made your way to the six-figure goal, and that is amazing. And maybe you've probably hired a team member or two, but you know that you're missing that link to scale beyond the six figures to really claim that multi six to seven figure success story. And I think the biggest indicator for people that are ready for stage three is that they're so sick and tired of being the smartest person in the room. And it's really time for them to be supported and really expanded by others who think bigger and who know how to get to where it is that they're wanting to go. And so if this sounds like where you are today, then I would highly, highly recommend that you sign up and apply for my mastermind. We currently have a wait list going if you go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind, but we were going to be opening up applications here in November. So just in a couple of weeks. And all you have to do is just put your name and your information in there. If this is where you're at, if you start to look at that list that I was talking about at the beginning of the episode, and you're like, okay, like I'm definitely either in stage two and ready to go to stage three, even though it's kind of scary, or I'm in stage three and I need to expand out, I need that support, then this is going to be the perfect place for you. You can go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind just to go ahead and add your name to the wait list. We are actually about to update that landing page that you're going to land on to give you a ton of more information about what's to come in 2024 with the mastermind. We've got a lot of new things. We're going to, of course, have twice a month group coaching calls led by me. There's going to be a two-day in-person retreat with me and the rest of the other members, which is exciting because we did not do that last year. Of course, you get free access to my programs and the back-end operations of my business, all of that. You also have the opportunity to receive daily private one-on-one coaching with me through Voxer. That's the app that I choose for coaching. So there's just a lot of new exciting things happening at that level for those people that are either stepping into stage three or they're ready to really claim the stage three. So definitely go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind, add your name to that. We will be sending you an application in November for you to quickly fill out just to make sure this is a fit for you and a fit for us. And if so, then we will be reaching out to you to talk more about that. But I think most importantly, when you are making this list today, I just want you to keep those stages in mind that I mentioned. And even if you want to like listen to this episode again and kind of go through that, I know that it's really helped me. And I think that because I consider myself someone that is in a stage three, but I'm constantly striving to master the mastery stage even more and more and more. But the gift of that is that I can look back at the different stages and where I was at those different stages and what served me and what didn't. And so I hope that today, kind of me walking you through that, has given you a clarity on what you should focus on now to really set you up for success in 2024. Hopefully it's also given you a bit of direction on like, what should you be investing your time in or your money in or your resources in? And hopefully it's given you a bit of distinction too, to then know, like, am I the right fit for certain things based on the stage that I'm in? Am I the right fit for, you know, a $500 program versus, you know, a $25,000 mastermind? Like, where am I and what is actually going to help me get to where I want to go faster and easier than ever before based on the stage that I'm in? Because I think the most important thing is about meeting yourself where you're at, not trying to force something that may not be right for you right now, but instead just honoring what is right for you right now. Because if you can just do that and learn that and hold that and own that and get to the other side of that, then you're going to be able to step into all the other stages that you want to call in for yourself a whole lot easier and faster. And so with that to say, again, if you are in these various stages and you want more support in that, I would go to pitchitperfect.net/masterclass if you're in stage one. For stage two, you could put yourself on the wait list for my brand accelerator program. We are going to be opening that back up in 2024. And you can go to juliesolomon.net/TBA for that. Or if you're a six-figure business owner, coach, entrepreneur, content creator, and you are ready to own your mastery, then the mastermind is going to be the place for you. And you can go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind to get all of those details. All right, my friends, I hope today was in support of you. If it was, please screenshot today's episode, share it on Instagram. Let me know what you're going to be using and utilizing to really support your journey this week. And as always, I love to get your feedback on what episodes you really love and what's landing for you. So if you want to head over to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you love to listen to this podcast and rate and review this podcast, it's really easy to do. You just scroll to the bottom of the iTunes podcast app, you hit that 5-star button and you just leave me a quick review and let me know what your biggest takeaway was, because my team and I read those. We love to read those. We love to see what is really moving the needle for you versus what is not. You know, it's nothing personal. It's no pressure on anybody, but let us know what is really supporting you so I can create more of that for you. All right, my friends, I will see you next week. Same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.